I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us. Nolan Kirk in the house as always. Looking forward to another great episode. Lots of exciting things over the last week. Curtain call questions being sent in from you. Hey, we're getting close to the end of August. We got a three-way tie. AL West that we'll be talking about. Clayton Kershaw gets win number 209 to tie him up with John Drysdale. Jose Altuve going for the cycle. We got a bunch of stories to talk about. So busy week. We're excited to get talking about it. We're excited to have you back. If you've been listening to us forever, hey, you know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. That's why it's such an important part of the nation and so important and valuable to Colin and myself. So love it. If you're new to us, welcome aboard. Great to have you with us. And hey, we hope you enjoy it. So before we do get going with this episode, we do always have to give a quick shout out to our supporters and sponsors over at the Rip Grip Pro. That's ripgrippro.com, the hitting training aid. Simple little tool, but what an impact it'll make on your overall hitting. Slap over the fingers. It's inconspicuous, but you really need to have it. And on the top hand to get you in the zone, to the zone a lot longer. A lot better opportunities to stay for the ball and then drive the ball to all fields. So it really is an incredible tool. So give them a look. Check it out. If you have questions you want to know about, DM us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram, Facebook. We're happy to talk about it. Contact me directly by email, kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com about it. So, and of course, our other huge product that we believe in and have believed in since 2017, and that's the Rope Trainer. So you can find out more about it on our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. That's the Rope Trainer. It's the throwing training aid for pitchers, players of all ages, all skill levels. Look at arm health. This is the tool you want to have for sure, because it's a self-usage. You don't need coaches. You don't need parents. Put it together. And again, check it out. You'll see why John Smoltz believes in it so much. And hey, it's the one that says everybody from Major League to Little League should have it and have it in their bag. It's just that type of a product. More on it at dirtbagbaseballnation.com, like I said. And hey, you know what? However you like to listen to us, settle in. Get that favorite drink wherever you are in the world. Again, thank you for being back for another episode. And Nolan and I, we're ready to get after it like we always are. So we'll be right back here in a second.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
School!
Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on notebooks. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on pens, markers, and all the essentials. And right now at Staples, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each. Plus, select notebooks are just 35 cents each. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. Ends 8/26. In-store only. Limit 30.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free cash offer. We can buy your house in days and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327 or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to start with? What do you want to get after it with?
Yeah, let's jump in. Bryce Harper making history today. It's his 300th home run of his major league career. Obviously, one of those guys that, let's be honest, I think he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Tough to bet against at this point in time. Obviously, this year, you're wondering how he's going to do, obviously, coming off of Tommy John surgery and everything like that. Rehab went, obviously, incredibly well. Even for the fact for him to be playing first base at the back half of May was impressive all on its own, right? So, I mean, you're looking at that. Then, obviously, yeah, I mean, the stretch that he's had, 10 bombs this month alone, unbelievable. And, I mean, you're looking at it, too. The Philadelphia Phillies setting the major league record for most home runs in a month with today's game. Like, that team, man, they've been hot right now. And especially with Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler pitching the way that they are, obviously all the rest of the guys coming along for the ride. Schwarber, he's up to, what, 38 bombs now on the year, 37 bombs on the year. Like, man, that team is getting hot at the right time. That's for dang sure.
Yeah, and that's just the player he is, right? I mean, lots of times when he was young or whatever, people were, they knew who he was, but they weren't just, okay, has he hit his maturity yet, or is this real Bryce Harper? What are we seeing out there or whatever? But, hey, he's been consistent every year since he's been in the league. And last year he proved it. Come back, got the team fired, carried him on their back or whatever. Comes back, like you said, after 40 games or whatever it was roughly, missed because of the Tommy John. And you know what? We talk about so many teams that are good, Nolan. And I mean, the Blue Jays always pop up in our mind because exactly we are the Toronto area and stuff like that. But the bottom line is teams need players like that. Because you're going to hate him at times or whatever and that, but over the long tenure of it, that's a guy that expects it out of himself, expects it out of his team to, hey, let's not talk, let's go do it. 100 on the career, like you said, I'm sure there's got to be, you know, if everything goes well, I'm not betting against 200 more for his career, and we'll see where it takes off. But as far as 2023, put them right back in it. They're rolling, like you said, those other guys now are just doing their part, and everybody's playing good ball for Robbie Thompson right there in Philadelphia. And they need to. We know what the Braves are, right? The Braves are running away with the East, but you know what? It's like the Phillies are starting to run a little bit with that wild card right now in the NL.
Yeah, no, they've established themselves as the clear front runner for the NL wild card. I mean, yeah, like obviously Trey Turner, he's figuring it out now as well. Obviously, he had the weekend where everybody was cheering him on, and then yeah, he takes out the billboard sign saying "Thank you, Philly fans," and like ever since then, you can tell it's been a different Trey Turner. And obviously, I mean, Bryce Harper at the same time, too, he probably saw what was happening there. And he's like, well, I better start doing the same thing. Otherwise, they're going to be booing me next. Because, I mean, he only had 5 home runs entering the month, right? Like, it was taking him a while to get going. But, yeah, obviously, I mean, this past month, 10 bombs. Yeah, the dude's hot. So, jumping over another hitter, Jose Altuve. A lot of controversy with him throughout his major league career, obviously involved in a couple of cheating scandals, but first career cycle, 5'5" man that never wanted to quit, right? Got kicked out and thrown to the dirt by just about every team and clawed his way onto a tryout with the Houston Astros. Hits for his first MLB cycle, which honestly blows my mind, the fact that it's only his first cycle considering the career that that man's had. But yeah, I mean, he had a fantastic career, and he became, what, one of the fastest players in MLB history with 2,000 hits, 200 home runs, and 200 doubles as well just a couple weeks ago. So it's been a nice little month for him as well.
Definitely. I mean, a long time coming, obviously. I'm like you or whatever, and I was surprised when I heard first cycle. I would have thought he'd had another one in that career that he's had. But hey, you know what? He got it. Astros bats are starting to heat up, and they need to, because that's going to be a heck of a last month between them, Texas, and the Mariners. And hey, sit back, we'll talk more about that probably in the second segment. So I know you got a few more people you want to talk about as well, Nolan, so I'll give you the shout out and I'll let you carry on.
Kevin Gausman, first American League pitcher this season to 200 strikeouts. Obviously that's a huge milestone, especially with him being in the race still for AL Cy Young. Now, I doubt that he's going to win it. Obviously, Shane McClanahan was my pick. Shane McClanahan done for the year, so, I mean, he's out of the race. But you're looking at it, like, there's a few guys there. And, like, it's going to come down to really how they do down the stretch. But, I mean, Kevin Gausman, in terms of what he's done for the Toronto Blue Jays this year, he put everything into that team. Just the offense didn't want to put anything into their or into helping out the pitching staff, it seems like.
Yeah, for sure, right? And I think that was his third season in a row with 200-plus strikes, right? So good for him. I mean, the trades or the signing a couple of years ago, it's worked out for the Blue Jays. He's done his part. Like you said, I mean, the offense has got to step up around that team, and they got to get going down the last month. There's no question about it. We've talked about it. Too good of a team, so to be having him. Kikuchi's having a great year with him and stuff as well, like, they got to get after, but good for Gausman. Hey, carry on.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, at the top of the show, you got Clayton Kershaw tying Don Drysdale for second on the franchise all-time win list with the Los Angeles Dodgers with 209 wins. Obviously, he's a guy that, I mean, even this year, he was talking about it, basically saying, hey, listen, like, I don't know if I'm going to be playing next year. So this could be his final run. So, I mean, if you get a chance to go out and see win 210 and 211 and so on and so forth until he's done winning games for the Los Angeles Dodgers, go and take full advantage of it. Because, yeah, if this is the last stretch that we see of Clayton Kershaw, man, it's going to be a fun stretch to watch.
Absolutely, Ray. One of the greatest pitchers of this generation and stuff like that. Always a class guy. Never too high, never too low. Just went out there, and obviously it's proven it, right? 209 wins and counting. So hats off, Mr. Kershaw. Congratulations. And what a guy to saddle up beside Don Drysdale. Anybody in that generation that's listening, you know what he meant to your generation. So now you got another L.A. Dodger that's carrying on the tradition. So congratulations.
And now, just for some interesting news that usually doesn't really get reported on, waivers. The MLB waiver players have been starting to get trickled down, right? So you get Lucas Giolito, Hunter Renfroe, Randall Grichuk, Matt Moore, and Reynaldo Lopez have been placed on waivers by the Los Angeles Angels. Then you get Harrison Bader, Carlos Carrasco, Mike Clevinger, and Jose Cisnero, all of different teams there, right? So Harrison Bader of the Yankees, Carlos Carrasco of the Mets, Mike Clevinger of the White Sox, and Jose Cisnero of the Tigers. They've all been placed on waivers. Josh Donaldson has been released. And, yeah, that's about it right now that we know of for players that have gone on the waiver wire. So, I mean, Lucas Giolito is going to be an interesting one to see, right? Just because, obviously, he's had the success this year, and well, whatever the heck it was that happened with the Angels, just obviously didn't work out for him because his ERA was, what, I think a 6.89 with the Angels. Like, he just looked horrible for the whole month that he was there, right? So, but like I said, though, his time with Chicago White Sox earlier this year, he was a fantastic pitcher. So it's going to be interesting to see if someone claims him. Obviously, Randall Grichuk, same thing. He had a fantastic run with Colorado Rockies early to start out the season, then kind of fell down and didn't really do too much with the Los Angeles Angels. Kind of had a nice couple of games since being placed on waivers, but overall, not too much to report there. Hunter Renfroe, obviously, kind of one of their big offseason acquisitions, never really materialized to anything. So, I mean, yeah, like I said, there's a couple of guys out there that it's going to be interesting to see what happens with them. I wouldn't be surprised if Lucas Giolito ends up getting claimed by a team just because his contract's not that much for the rest of the season. But the Angels right now, if they manage to get out of it, like if they manage to get all their players claimed, then they will drop down below the first CBT tax threshold and fall back under the cap, right? So then that way, if Shohei Ohtani, sorry, not if, but when Shohei Ohtani leaves in the offseason, they end up getting a second-round compensatory pick instead of a fourth-round compensatory pick.
Yeah, they need to. So, and just before the end of this episode or whatever, quick shout out to Alex Cobb last night, one out away from no-hitter, and Royce Lewis up in Minnesota. Back-to-back games with a grand slam. So he's come back firing and running. Minnesota Twins looking good. He's looking great filling in that position. So we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags, and we'll get going and we'll get carrying on with it.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Before we get jumping into the next one, Nolan, you had mentioned one other guy, Mike Clevenger. His last three starts with the White Sox, I think he's a guy that can get picked up here as well. He's pitched really, really well with the White Sox the last three outings and stuff like that. So that could be a smart move, smart depth move. Lots of teams that are in those playoff hunts that have, you know, maybe don't have that solid four fives. He's a good guy to maybe pick up as well. So like you said, you hit the nail on the head with some of those players. They can go out there and help some of those playoff teams. So it'll be interesting. But anyways, we'll carry on. One of the main things that came in, Nolan, most often as a curtain call question was obviously last week it came in after we were done the show, and obviously that was Mr. Ohtani. And everybody's wanting our opinion and thoughts on that. And, you know, yeah, are you hating on the Angels? Are you hating on Shohei? How's it working? What are you thinking and stuff like that? I'll jump in first with it, Nolan. You and I talk about it, and Braden when he's on the show and stuff like that, and we talk about when we're training people, we talk about when we're training coaches, training parents, and trying to educate them on being a little smarter than just as simplistic as, oh, well, the Angels ruined Shohei. They shouldn't have been pitching him as much because he's been fatigued lately. And, oh, no, maybe it's Shohei's fault because he tried to push through it. Here's the reality. You got to go back, and we talked about it at the time because it happened to Stroman when he was with the Jays back when he won MVP of the World Baseball Classic. You got to realize those games that Shohei was pitching in then, without, even though players train year round, those were World Series games. Those weren't just high end games. Those were World Series games. Him striking out Mike Trout to win the WBC Classic, that's about as much stress as you're going to have. And then he comes into the season and he's right out of the gate. He's leading pitchers probably over the first month, more or less, right? You're pitching under high stress. Then you're going to the trade deadline. And if you've never pitched, listen to this, Dirtbags, because this is why it's so important. If you've never pitched, you really have zero idea of the different stress levels of each and every game. Now you're doing it on the world stage before the season's even started. Now you're doing it in a walk year before the season's even started and during the season and leading into trade deadlines. That is a stress that you can't even begin to imagine. So, yes, there's fatigue there for sure. The Angels should have managed it a little bit better or whatever, and that skipped a day here or there or whatever and stuff like that. But, again, the free choice of ownership is you've got to maximize whether the fans like it, whether the general population likes it or not. It's still a business, as we always talk about. You have to get the most out of your player that you can. They went out and traded and tried to acquire the people necessary to get them to the playoffs. It hasn't worked. Most people knew that it hasn't worked. I was the first one to say it, Nolan, July 1st, that, hey, I'd seriously be looking at trading Shohei Ohtani. Not because I projected him to have another UCL tear, but because of all the stuff that went into it and the overload of the stress, and just the sheer fact of what you could get for him. Would it ever be enough for him? No, it wouldn't. But just that you have to do that because he was going to walk no matter what. So there's a whole lot of pieces go into that. But what you have to understand is he was pitching under stress all this year, high end level stress. And again, if you haven't ever pitched, you have no clue what I'm really talking about. But take that into consideration to the get. And it's not just as simple as the Los Angeles Angels are, or Shohei's fault. It sucks. Sucks for baseball. I guess the only saving grace is that he's still getting DH every day. What are your thoughts on that, Nolly?
Yeah, I think the Angels are idiots. Plain and simple. I've talked about it for a couple of years now, the fact that they should have traded Trout. I've talked about it for the past year at the fact that they should have traded Shohei Ohtani. You have a unicorn, a literal unicorn. You have absolutely no farm system. You go out, you make the move for Lucas Giolito, right? You give up your 2 and 3 in that trade. So that was Lucas Giolito and Ronaldo Lopez. That move doesn't work out. You go out and you give up your number 8 overall prospect, right? that move doesn't work out. You end up cutting all these players after not even a month on the team. Well, waiving them, I guess I should say. And if they're claimed by another team, then obviously they get out of it scot-free, but they don't have any of their prospects left. You have nothing in the cupboard. You have no business trying to attempt to win that AL West. And especially with the way that the Seattle Mariners just came on in the past month and a half, 2 months now, right? Like, now you're in a three-way tie for the AL West. The Angels sure as hell weren't winning that division. They had absolutely no business trying to say, yeah, we're keeping Shohei Ohtani. Like, just to try and get a compensatory fourth-round pick back? Like, what the actual heck were they thinking? That makes no sense to me, right? But, like, here's the thing, right? Shohei Ohtani, obviously, he's going to draw a crowd every single time he comes. Because he is. He literally is a unicorn. But you're looking at it, and throughout his career, Ohtani's never been a 200-inning guy. Never been a 180-inning guy. Right? He's good for about 160. And that's on the high end. Now, all of a sudden, he needs a second Tommy John surgery. I'm not blaming that on the Angels. I'm not blaming that on Shohei Ohtani, right? That's just the way that it goes sometimes, right? Of course, your arm gets fatigued, and when you're throwing pitches the way that he throws pitches, right? You got a splitter that puts a lot of stress on your elbow. A fastball that you're throwing almost 100 miles an hour on a consistent basis puts a lot of pressure on the elbow. That nasty slider that he's got, absolutely, right? So you're looking at it. There's a lot of factors that go into Shohei Ohtani needing Tommy John surgery. It's not for a lack of him not having the size or strength around the elbow, right? Because, I mean, obviously you looked at him in the past couple of years. He's put on the size necessary to be a major league player. But all of a sudden, the Angels are left with nothing. The only good thing that the Angels can take out of this entire situation, like you said, is the fact that he can still DH. And he's still hitting bombs, and he's still drawing a crowd. But at the end of the day, man, that organization is just such a joke that they can't do a dang thing right. And in the offseason, I hope Mike Trout, like I really hope Shohei Ohtani leaves, and I hope Mike Trout just straight up, the second that Ohtani leaves, demands a trade. Says, get me out of town. I want to play in a playoff team. Don't know where he's going to go, but honestly, he just needs to put his foot down and be like, I need to get out of here. Because even that, you look at his situation, right? He comes back and 2 days later, he's back on the IL. Like, I just don't know how the organization is run down there. Obviously, it's run piss poorly because the same things just keep on happening with the Angels. It's a never-ending carousel of mediocrity. They try and go for it, and they never do. They never win. They don't hit on draft picks. They don't do... Well, I shouldn't say they don't hit on draft picks. They obviously don't hit on draft picks, but not to the same extent as other teams, right? Like, you're looking at it, and it's predominantly high-round picks. But, like, at the same time, man, the Angels had the best player on the planet right now and did nothing with it. They squandered 6 years of just absolute prime Ohtani. I don't know what else to say. I'm pissed off at the fact that this ever happened. Like I said, I can't blame the Angels. I can't blame Ohtani. The thing that pisses me off the most, though, is the fact that the Angels, the second that it came out that he needs Tommy John, or, well, that he tore his UCL, the Tommy John is still TBD, but, I mean, it's inevitable that he's going to need it, is the fact that the Angels came out and said, oh, we tried to get him to take these MRIs when he said that he was having arm fatigue and cramping and everything like that. We tried to tell him to do all this stuff. Well, no, you shut him down. That's what you guys should have done in that situation, was shut him down and get him into the MRI room and make him do this. He's your client at the end of the day. That's their responsibility to him. That was the one thing that genuinely pissed me off about the whole situation. The rest of it, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. I think the Angels could have done a better job. I think Ohtani could have done a better job. But in that situation, don't throw Ohtani under the bus. That's your job as the organization to take him and do what's best for him. And in that situation, it's forced him to go into an MRI room and get it taken care of right then. So then that way you guys can actually figure out what the plan is prior to it leading up to all of a sudden, yeah, he needs Tommy John.
Yeah, you made a good point too, and stuff like that. You know, you're trying to carry a load without Mike Trout in the lineup. Anthony Rendon's never had any success since going over there and stuff like that. You know, again, added stress to the whole situation. And you know, as you're talking there, Nolan, I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe the Logan O'Hop kid's about the only thing that sort of looks like it might have worked out for them, or will has the potential to work out for them right now. The Angels. Other than that, right? It's just been tough to watch. It's been disappointing to watch, because at the end of the day, put everything aside, and like you said, you had Mike Trout and you had Shohei Ohtani, and we never got to see them play in the playoffs. And that's just sad, man. That's a sad, disappointing. For baseball, for the Angels, for the fans, for everybody involved. And obviously now, I mean, whoever signs them, obviously the early speculation is still that it's the LA Dodgers and probably coming back after and then maybe being their closer and DH moving forward. Well, probably will happen. Again, you'll never know until it happens. But in the short term, you asked us, Dirtbag Nation, our thoughts. That is our thoughts. And I know a lot of you share that same sentiment, because I've been watching and reading them and that, and you've had a lot of the same things. You weren't just sure really who to blame. And I think at the end of the day for us all, it's just sheer disappointment at the end of the day. Because exactly, whether you like the Angels or you didn't, you like great players. You like seeing them in the playoffs, and it didn't come to fruition. Now he's got to go under the knife after the season's over. Hopefully it goes well. Hopefully he's able to recover and come back well for whatever team it is, and be a DH or be a both. I don't know. But we'll be right back here with the curtain call questions right after this break.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. It's back to school season, and teachers, parents, and students from kindergarten to college can find everything they need to succeed at Office Depot Office Max. With savings up to 60% on the company's best-selling school supplies through September 16th. And must-haves like Crayola products, spiral notebooks, composition books, and glue starting at just 50 cents, Office Depot Office Max is ready to kick the new school year into gear. Shoppers can get even more discounts and earn rewards towards future purchases with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership. Need your school supplies fast? Customers can take advantage of the company's free 20-minute in-store pickup or opt for same-day delivery for qualifying orders. Office Depot and Office Max stores are supporting hundreds of Title I public schools across the country with an in-store donation program. Make a donation at checkout to help a local school in your community get new supplies to create a more productive learning environment. Visit officedepot.com/backtoschool.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Questions, Nolan. So here we go. Obviously, the biggest one that came in floods today or whatever, and not a lot of American League West fans going out there. We're at the end of August.
This is why you should.
Things just became a lot more interesting, a lot more exciting. Forget about tighter. Obviously, it's tighter, man. I'm just loving it. What are Nolan Kirk's early predictions between Texas, Houston, Seattle? Down the stretch of September. That's what I say.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, to start out the year, I said Seattle. So I can't waver on that. I'm sticking with Seattle. Common sense says Texas. But Houston's in that division, and Houston's been to the World Series a hell of a lot of times in the past couple of past 7 years. That's just it, man. It's crazy. I think it depends on who can stay the healthiest out of those three teams. Because you're looking at it, Texas obviously incredibly stacked, but you got Corey Seager who at the drop of a hat could get injured and all of a sudden there goes their contention for first place, right? Houston, they don't have the same injury-prone problems, but this year they've kind of been up and down more so than both of those other teams. And Seattle, you got Julio Rodriguez right now who's battling a foot injury. So it's whoever can stay the healthiest out of those three teams is going to win the division. Like I said, I chose Seattle to start out the year. I got to stick to my guns. I got to stick with Seattle.
Yeah, I don't know. It's certainly losing 9 out of 12 like Texas did certainly changed the dynamic of that one. Houston's getting healthier, starting to look good. They've never been the World Series team or whatever and that, but like you said, those so many years of experience, they know exactly what needs to do. Still got Dusty Baker at the helm. Seattle, all of a sudden, electrified. The great thing is for them, I guess, is they did it last year about the same time of year, too. They all of a sudden put it together and got into that wild card hunt. So they've been through it as well. Castillo looking like a number one game playoff starter like they traded for. They got to get the young guys healthy, like you said. They've had a few bumps in the road with the young pitchers and that. Kalanick, I don't know what will ever happen with him coming back or not. Julio's, like you said, hopefully it's nothing too serious with the foot injury. Are they running on adrenaline? I don't know, but I know that Texas and Seattle got the last four games of the season, I think, are against each other. Texas also has the Toronto Blue Jays coming up for a four-game set. That'll pull some weight. I hate to say it, but my gut right here, right now, their big nation will be Houston when it all filters out just because of that experience and kind of putting their guys on the healthy side of it again. Yordan Alvarez is back looking good. So, but hey, at the end of the day, you talk about great for baseball. Wow, three good teams. Three good teams that there's a chance where one or two of them could be out of the wild card race too. So it's not as easy as just who wins it. If you don't win it, you could also be out of the wild card race if Toronto can put a winning streak together, and they haven't done that this year at all. They've been one of the teams that hasn't put a sustained winning streak together. So there's a lot of pressure. At the end of the day, the bottom line is they all have to play great baseball over the next month to make sure that if they're not winning that division, they're in the dance. They're in the dance with the wild card, giving themselves a chance to play around the second round for the World Series, just like the Philadelphia Phillies did last year. So next up, Nolan, 87 years 87 years, Freddie Freeman, right on the cusp, getting close to the cusp. I guess he's not quite there yet, but looking like he's probably got a good chance. 60 doubles. Over a month, he's at 50. Going to get her done? Good old Freddie going to get her done?
I mean, the fact that he's at 50 doubles right now, you got a whole month left, right? The season ends, what, October 3rd, I think, for the Los Angeles Dodgers this year? I mean, with the way that he's been hitting balls all season, especially with the way that the Chavez Ravine Stadium is, like, I'm going to say yes, because that's a big, spacious field, right? And you just need to hit a ball where they ain't there, and you got a chance at a double. I get it that Freddie Freeman's not Ronald Acuna in terms of speed or anything like that, or Corbin Carroll or Ellie De La Cruz, but you're looking at it, man, and like that guy just knows how to put bat on ball, and he drives balls pretty good to every single field. So, I mean, another 10 doubles, I'm not counting them out.
Well, here's the break. Difference in the batting average alone between him and Luis Perez. Entering in July 1st, he was hitting 320. Arias was still at 390. Entering Tuesday night, Freddie had gone up to 340. Arias down to 350. So your average is going up over the last 2 months. Like you said, and everybody knows, I mean, everything about Freddie's offensive game, he's going to put himself in a position to be right at 60 for sure. And hey, he could be at 70. He gets 70 as well. I'm not putting it past him because, like you said, Chavez Ravine, big ballpark with a great, great hitter that uses all fields. So, and then you hit another nail on the head, too. I guess if he had a little bit more fleet of foot, how many of those doubles would be triples? For a lot of other guys, he might set a triple record with the way he hits it. It'll never happen for him, but getting to those 60 doubles, absolutely. No question about it. But the guy's just a machine, man. Like that's just, what else can you say? The guy is a machine. So great question. Nolan thumbs up, Kirk thumbs up on Freddie Freeman getting to the 60, getting into that illustrious group and driving on with it for sure. So, what do we got here now, Nolan? So, Orioles, August 30th, they're already at 83 wins, matched last year. Do they carry on and run the table in the East? Rays have been looking pretty good again, started to stabilize things without Wander Franco's situation, without McClanahan now. I think it looks like the players are comfortable. They're settled in. They understand what they need to do, as Rays teams always do. Orioles go ahead and finish this out?
I'm going to go out on a limb, say no. I don't think they do. I think Tampa Bay will come back and win that division. Tampa Bay right now, as of recording, is 2 games back. Baltimore today lost to the Chicago White Sox. What did it end up? 10-5, I believe. Yeah, 10-5 to the Chicago White Sox. So that one definitely hurts them. But like, you're looking at it, right? And this goes back to the same points that we made for who's going to win the AL West, right? It comes down to the fact that Tampa Bay perennially over the past, what, since 2008, I think it is. Well, what year did they make it to the World Series? 2008 or 2007? Must have been 2008.
Ever since they made it
to the World Series in 2008, they have the fourth highest winning percentage in the MLB. So it's not like this is just an all of a sudden thing, right? Like the past, what, 6 years, basically, since those new regime has taken over after Joe Maddon left, like they have missed a beat down there. So that's why I'm saying, man, to me, I think it's going to be Tampa Bay that'll end up winning that division. But at the same time, to start out the year, we talked about it, right? And we asked what would be a disappointment for the Baltimore Orioles. I said anything less than 85 wins was a disappointment for this team. The fact that they're already at 83 wins with an entire month and a couple of days left to play, this has been an absolutely huge win of a season for the Baltimore Orioles, no matter how you spin it. Because it's been a long time in this rebuild and everything like that. They've only made the playoffs, what, 4 times under the Angelos family? I think that's what we talked about there in a couple weeks ago's episode. So it's like,
yeah.
like, man, like, this doesn't happen too often with Baltimore, and you're looking at it, and it's a bunch of young, sustainable guys that can, they can build around and everything. My knock on Baltimore is the fact they don't have the same pitching staff that Tampa Bay does. I get that most of Tampa Bay's pitchers are out or done for the year, but you're looking at it, dude, like, we're comparing apples and a loaf of bread, right? Like, some not even in the same spectrum. It's like, man, like, the Tampa Bay Rays, they got three guys that are better than anybody on Baltimore Orioles staff, and that's no disrespect to Flaherty or Kyle Gibson or Grayson Rodriguez even, who, I mean, ever since his call-up again has been fantastic, but I'm just looking at it. It comes down to the pitch, and I like the way that Tampa Bay's pitching is compared to Baltimore's pitching.
Yeah, for sure. Glasnow's come back really hot for Tampa Bay. Zach Eflin, great signing in the offseason. Again, they're just doing Tampa Bay Rays things. So, but back to your point, that's right. It'd be the first division win for Orioles since 1997, I think it was. And you're looking at the players on that roster. They weren't even born that the last time the Orioles won the division. So that's huge. So we got about 3 minutes left in this segment, Nolan. Let's go ahead and go to some speculation, some guesstimation, some fun. Wild card. Teams that are on the outside. You got Toronto in the East. Toronto in the AL. To me, they've got about one of the easiest schedules going forward. They had the Guardians on the weekend. They got the Nationals right now. I think got maybe the White Sox coming in and the Royals coming in or something like that. All teams well below 500. They cannot. To me, they've been the most inconsistent team going. There's no question about it. With those teams coming in, can they put something together and can they get it done and get into the playoffs where the majority of the baseball world projected them before this season started?
They better. John's butt's on the line. They better get into the playoffs. Like you said, I mean, it's a favorable schedule coming up. There's no reason for them not to be in that hunt. And to make the playoffs, especially with the way, like you said, the AL West, they got games against one another. Like, that's plain and simple. The Jays need to take care of their business. The AL West, they're playing games against one another, so that's going to favor the Jays for getting into the playoffs as that second, possibly, well, more than likely third wild card team, right? And then you'll have to go up against whoever wins the AL Central. But either way, you're like, dude, like, this is our time to get into the playoffs. And I mean, they've been saying it. Okay. Here's the thing that drives me nuts, right? They've been saying it for 2.5 weeks, saying, oh, well, we got to be better. We got to do this. We got to do that. Yeah, newsflash. Yes, you do. You got to smarten up. You got to win games.
Let's jump to the NL. Team that led the West for a long, long time. They're a half a game out as this show is being recorded and then brought to you, Dirtbags. Arizona Diamondbacks, second, Cincinnati Twins. Can either of those teams finish this out over the last month and make it into that wild card?
Cincinnati Reds, you mean?
Arizona Diamondbacks or the Reds? I think the Reds are two games back right now. Arizona's a half a game back.
Yeah. No, I think Arizona gets in. I like Arizona's pitching a little bit better. I like their veteran presence a little bit better. Cincinnati's been incredibly hot. I'm not discounting Cincinnati. Just their pitching staff still scares me, man. That's what it comes down to at the end of the day in September. Is who are those guys that have been to the playoffs and know how to get you there?
Well, that Corbin Carroll's looked great again. He's finishing out a strong one. Cal Marte starting to clean up out there in Arizona. They've certainly played better baseball again. Zach Gallen had a bit of a tough outing there the other night and stuff like that, but that's a one-off. You're going to get that out of your starting pitching every now and again. I agree with you. I think if they stay the course, they can get that done, and I hope for Tony Lovello it can happen as well. So, but Dirtbags, thanks so much for sending in your curtain call questions. We love answering them. We love discussing them and talking about them. And right after this break, Nolan's going to give you his final five.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you are ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolly, give me your final thought.
Yeah, Ronald Acuna, man. Fourth player in MLB history with 20 home runs and 60 stolen bases in a season. About to become the first player ever with 30 home runs and 60 stolen bases in a season. Fantastic year, dude. That is incredible. Good luck the rest of the way. I still don't think you're going to be MVP. Right now, the betting favorite is Mookie Betts, which surprises me. But, I mean, Mookie's been hot as could be right now. I'm still thinking it's going to be Matt Olson if he can get to that 50 home run mark. But, I mean, right now, either way, Ronald Acuna, 30 bombs, 60 stolen bases. Get it done, big fella.
Hey, great final thought for sure. There's no question about it. Dirtbag Nation, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the nation. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. 2 days away, September 1st, we're getting there. And as excited as I am to be getting there, I'm almost disappointed that we're getting there. But it is. It's exciting time to be watching it. Obviously, the Dodgers are running away with it. The Braves are running away with it. But that AL West, electrifying NLs, especially the number three positions or whatever, and that's still up for grabs. Lots of baseball to play. Lots of exciting baseball. The Cubs are just kind of hanging around with the Milwaukee Brewers. It's a good time to be a baseball fan. There's no question about it. So we hope you're enjoying it. We hope you're loving it, whether you're out there playing yourself, coaching yourself, being a parent, wherever you are in the world, enjoying this, listening to Nolan and myself. It gets me excited. It gets me fired up. You can almost start feeling it, and it's exciting, but there's a lot of individual records to be set, it looks like, over the last month. Nolan just talked about Ronald Acuna. We just talked about Freddie Freeman tonight on the show. Lots of exciting stuff going on. So we thank you so much. And again, we want to thank our sponsors over at the Rip Grip Pro. Again, check them out at ripgrippro.com and the Rope Trainer as well. You can go to our website, www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Check out more about it. get it in your hands, get it in your bag, get it as part of your throwing program. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Of course, if you want merchandise, go over to the website as well. We got all our apparel, our hats, our shirts, anything you want, get it on your back. We'd love to have you wearing it. We live it, we breathe it, we die it. That's who we are as baseball guys, whether we're on a field training, watching baseball, it doesn't matter. We love it. We love it. We love it. So, but as always, unfortunately, dirtbags, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.